Just kidding. Hello and welcome to this week's episode. This very consistent podcast. Every single week we post on the date, Tuesday, every single week.
Tuesday, every single week.
Yeah. Anyway, today is Wednesday, February 13th.
It's like, there's the plot twist.
As you may notice, the person to my right is not who it used to be, Andrew Bell. It's my friend Tevin.
Hi there, good old Tevin Orr.
Tevin Orr. All right, so why don't you tell us about yourself, first of all. So, okay, let me actually... So, Andrew, the other person that is normally on this podcast, is in California. What's he doing there?
Getting married.
Oh, yeah. He's in California for his wedding. Me and Tevin are actually going tomorrow. We're leaving tomorrow. We gotta plan that, by the way.
Yeah, we're leaving tomorrow night, from what I can tell, late.
Yeah. So me and Tevin are single, and we're going with my little sister up to California, but we're going to drive and stop places, but yep. She doesn't want to drive all day on Valentine's Day.
Because she's not single.
She's not single, so we're going to be leaving late tomorrow night, so kind of just more time for us to remember that we're single on Valentine's Day.
Yep, sad and lonely.
Sad and lonely. All right, Tevin, go ahead and tell us about yourself. Tell us what you're into, what your major... So he's in college. We met at college.
Yeah, we actually met through work, right?
Yeah.
And then just have gone to college together for a couple semesters. I graduated in 2012. I'm studying digital audio at UVU.
He actually noticed when we released our first podcast, he noticed how good the audio was. And he was like... What'd you say?
Oh, I was like, how'd you guys record that? I didn't think you had any equipment.
and I literally just said, yeah, it's just a Bluetooth speaker that we have that we. And so this Bluetooth speaker is gonna make your degree.
Make my life obsolete. Can't wait.
It's gonna make your degree pointless.
$20,000 in debt just for a Bluetooth speaker to win?
Yeah, exactly. So JBL, you are ruining lives.
My life. Actually, I love JBL a lot.
Yeah, JBL, solid speaker company. Is that all they do? Is speakers?
Monitors, speakers. I think they're owned by some. They're just huge. They do a lot. Hmm. They're like God, kind of. Maybe like a subpar.
JBL
God.
Is like God. let's hear an elaboration on that.
Well, God is spelled G-O-D, and JBL is J-B-L, so that's pretty close.
So they're not even the same at all. JBL is a premium speakers from
Yeah, I think they're just...
That's an ad. JBL is an American company that manufactures loudspeakers. One word, loudspeakers.
Loudspeakers, oh.
Is that a
typo?
Audio phrase?
I don't freaking know. That's loudspeakers. I think that's pretty straightforward.
But it's one word. Why would it be one word? I don't.
Because JBL answers to no one.
They are, as compared to by audio and what is your major?
Digital audio?
Digital audio majors compare JBL to God.
Well, you heard this one does.
All right, continue telling us about yourself.
About myself? Let's see, I'm the oldest of nine. Good old twin here. Gemini. I don't know. What do you want? My social security number?
Yeah, go ahead and just give us that.
Five.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Do you hear that? Ladies and gentlemen, nine kids. Nine. I've met three of them.
Yeah, you've met three of them.
I've met three of them, including his twin. So Tevin is a twin. He's one of those.
Wait, then you've met four of them.
Which other one?
My younger brother, right?
I never met your younger brother.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I lied. You met three of them.
Including you, I think. So only... Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, there's a crap ton. Am I allowed to swear? Should I watch myself?
You can swear.
Okay.
Yeah, things are a little different here when Andrew's not around. Just kidding, Andrew. I love you. He's probably gonna listen. He's probably gonna be one of the only listeners. So we gotta appeal to our audience.
I like that I hung out with him just enough to get invited to his wedding and haven't really seen him since. Well,
no. Do you remember? Because I got so Andrew got engaged like forever ago, and if you remember, I was like, one time we were gonna hang out with Andrew, and I was like, hey, you gotta be nice enough so that he invites you to his wedding.
Yep.
so that we can go together, because I didn't want to like drive up alone. So we strategically planned it out so that Tevin would be able to come to the
wedding. And then wasn't it like right at the end when he was leaving, you're like, so can Tevin be invited to your wedding? Yeah. And he's like, yeah.
And so now we're here. Now Tevin's coming to the wedding.
We're driving 10 hours to go enjoy a wedding.
Yeah. We got actually a dope Airbnb, so that's
I hope so. Yeah, speaking of that, what in the world? I'm going to Phoenix, and I'm splitting the Airbnb between four people, and we're going a day less. But split between four people, we're spending like $200.
Really?
Yeah.
Our Airbnb was $156, and it's in San
Just
Diego.
Just in total?
Dang. For 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, yeah.
I wonder if mine's because it's spring break. I wonder
if
that
must
change.
Be.
Oh, hopefully. It is. I'm saying is that's another wedding.
For a wedding in Phoenix?
Yeah.
Who would live in Phoenix, first of all?
Everyone in Phoenix? Isn't Phoenix like a huge city?
Yeah, but why? They've obviously, I don't know. Phoenix sucks. I would never live in Arizona. And to be fair, I'd never live in California either.
I don't know.
Different reasons, though.
Is it...
Arizona, like in the summer, if you don't have a pool, you basically don't do anything.
Well, don't they get crazy? Like, is it... Oh. They get crazy rain. What is that called? Like,
I forget. Monsoon.
Yeah, monsoon season.
Yeah. Monsoon season. But, yeah, basically, unless it's monsoon season or spooky season or Christmas season, you're not doing anything.
You're cooking. You're heating up.
You're cooking eggs on the sidewalk because it's so hot. And then California, it's like not as hot, but still miserably hot. And then you have to pay... freaking $20 so Arnold Schwarzenegger can wipe his butt.
Well, I don't know. I'd pay for Arnold Schwarzenegger to wipe his butt. I'm sure he's got a nice little ass, but I see my thing with California is I just feel like everyone's so mean. I guess specifically LA County.
That's fair.
LA County's...
How many times have you been to California?
Well, I have family scattered throughout there, so I went there a lot growing up.
Where are you from originally? You're from St. George.
Yeah, I'm from St. George, Utah.
St. George, Utah.
Good old South Utah. The only place in Utah that doesn't get snow.
They have gotten snow in the past, though.
Okay, they've gotten, yeah.
But not a lot.
We got an inch of snow once, and it was enough to have a snow day.
That is insane.
Yeah.
The other day, there was like, how many, like a foot and a half here.
And life was still going on. Remember UVU sent out an email that's like,
we're still gonna have school, bitches.
We're still gonna have class. Use public transportation if you don't want to drive.
I thought that was crazy because like Utah, the University of Utah, Salt Lake Community College, and like a few other colleges, and then like every single high school in Utah closed down. But then UVU, like the number one commuter school in Utah, is like still open. It's like, screw all of you.
Not only that, it's just, gosh, why were they even open?
I know. Well, I drove to work, and I probably work like, my work is probably like 10 minutes away from where I live. And I left 10 minutes early. And I still got there 15 minutes late that day because there was so much snow. It was crazy.
That day, I was riding in the bus to, you know, doing what they said, take the public transportation.
Yeah.
And the bus literally slid onto oncoming traffic.
Oh.
Me and this girl next to us, like, we locked eyes. And it was like, in that moment, we knew that maybe we were going to die. Like, is this the end? But yeah, it was a great day. And it snowed today.
Yeah, it snowed like crazy today, too.
And it came out of freaking nowhere. I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, it's a nice, beautiful day. And then,
I know, wear a short sleeve, sure. And then
later, and then I'm just... like, holy crap, why don't I have a jacket with me at all damn times?
Yeah, exactly. That's just Utah weather for you, though. I mean, literally, I think this is like one of the only years where the groundhog didn't see a shadow. So it's, or what is it on Groundhog's Day? If he does see a shadow, is it spring?
I have
early?
No idea.
I have to look this up.
Yeah, look it up. Because all I know is that everyone watches a groundhog do something and then...
How the groundhog works.
Yeah, that's a good way to look it up.
It derives from Pennsylvania Dutch superstition. Cool. What if a groundhog emerged from its burrow on this day, sees its shadow due to clear weather? Will retreat to its den. Winter will persist. Oh, so if it sees its shadow. So I heard it didn't see its shadow. So spring was going to come early, but then like what it, like 11 days later, it's like a huge snowstorm. Honestly, actually, it was like 5 days later is a huge snowstorm, and then 11 more days.
Okay, it's just snowing bad all over. I have a friend in Minnesota, and they had like the winter freeze where it was like negative 30 degrees.
Yeah.
She was literally sending me Snapchats of ice freezing their front door and coming into their house, and they're just videotaping it, and it was just freezing all their windows and
their
doors.
That's so ridiculous. That's crazy. I will say I had a very funny conversation with someone back when, like, during the winter, I guess it's still the winter vortex, but I had a very funny conversation with someone at school. They were like, they said something like, oh man, I bet everyone that believes in global warming is just feels so dumb right now with this winter vortex. And I was just like, that's an interesting thing to say.
Isn't, like, the point of a winter vortex that it's just kind of, like, random? Like,
happens?
And
yeah. But it's like, but then I was like, so my response was, well, just because you're not hungry, does that mean that, like, world hunger is an issue? And then he was like, oh, don't get me started on, oh, actually, it's a girl. She's like, don't get me started on world hunger, because, like, that's just blown out of proportion. And I was like, dude, like, both of those are things.
They're very much things, especially here. Like, you go to downtown Salt Lake. Okay, I went to New York, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna see a lot of homeless people, a lot of hungry people, and I saw like none of them. But I would go to Salt Lake, and it's like 5 minutes in Salt Lake. Oh, here's 30 of them just hanging out.
Yeah,
it's like clearly.
That's true. I mean, you could look at freaking Beverly Hills and say, man, there's no homeless problem in the United States. But then it's like, okay, but obviously in other places there are.
There's big problems.
Yeah.
Homeless, hungry, live in love.
But you know, America, arrogant people.
Is that your catchphrase?
That's America's catchphrase, I think.
Oh, I thought it was the Star Spangled Banner.
No.
The Rockets. What? I don't even know the Star Spangled Banner.
If you had to choose five things that are the most American things to you, what would they be?
Pizza, which is weird because that's Italian.
Pizza, Chinese food, definitely Chinese food. Oh, Vietnamese food. Oh, that's got to be sushi.
We're talking about things in general.
Just things in general.
Inches.
Inches?
Right? Inches. Okay. Inches is in the metric system.
Yeah. Okay. So, not the metric system. Is
not
that what
the
you're
metric
saying?
System. I don't even know what we call it. The American system? The inefficient system?
What is not the metric system?
I think there's three countries that use it. Or two.
What does America use? People are going to be like, you are idiots for not knowing what this.
Well,
at this time, only three countries have not adapted the international system of units, metric system.
The metric system is the international method. Well,
is there a name for what?
I don't know. Let's call it garbage.
All right, so the first thing to describe America by, garbage.
Well, that was number two, because first was Italian food.
Oh, first was pizza, number two.
Okay, let's see. So pizza, inches, let's see. You know, I don't know. I feel like, see, I'm just trying to think of, you list off some. I came up with two.
I would say sports. That's pretty American.
Sports?
Football and baseball, I guess.
Yeah, if you specify football. Side note, I just love that American baseball does the World Series every year, and it's just American teams. But that's okay, because, I mean, I don't, who else plays? China plays.
And like the NBA, whenever they like win the championship and they're like, they're world champions. It's like, dog, this is like a league full of American teams and one Canadian team.
It's.
There's not much world about that. You're like, and then same thing with like, yeah, same thing with
it's
baseball.
Like, well, not only that, basketball is an Olympic sport, so you know it's all over the place.
Yeah, literally, it is. It's everywhere. Basketball is very popular.
Gosh.
I feel like this picture is pretty American.
Is this Trump golfing? Oh, that's cute.
It's a picture of Trump in a white golf t-shirt. with tan khakis and a red, not a MAGA hat actually, but a red hat.
Oh, well, is that the one where there's like a photo of him backwards and it's like a close up on his booty? I think that's the outfit.
That's that. Wait, there's a booty pic of
Trump? I don't think, okay, a booty pic is, don't Google Trump booty pic because you're going to find some weird stuff. But, or you can, that's fine.
Oh, wow.
50K, that's Melania Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the outfit right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what the heck?
Yeah.
There's a,
You're welcome.
Thanks. So
I follow a meme page and he likes to post that like all the time.
So he basically just saw a random picture of Trump golfing and Tevin was able to make the connection between it and a meme. He's wearing the same outfit. That is funny.
Look at that booty though. He may not be the greatest guy or the greatest person. Ain't no one vote for his policies. They vote for that ass. Look at that. Is he wearing... He's either wearing a man diaper or some serious tighty-whities in that photo.
Yeah.
But...
True. Anyway, so...
That's American.
How about this?
Okay. Lead the way.
Did you...
Did I what?
Did you ever finish introducing yourself? I feel like... Do people know you? Tell us two interesting facts about yourself.
Two interesting facts. I love circus music.
He actually, okay, when I first met Tevin and I feel like he said this and I didn't believe, I was like, okay, circus music, circus. I thought of like Greatest Showman maybe.
No, flat out circus music.
Yeah, I think it's
March of the Gladiators or whatever. That's in my top five on Spotify.
Play the sample.
Yeah. All right.
Literally, it's like the straight up, I don't know, the most typical circus music.
It's I think Madagascar does like Afro Circus, I don't know, a march.
And I've known
Entrance
you.
Of the Gladiators. I don't know where my mic is on my phone. But yeah, this is my music. This is my jam.
And this is like a real thing. Like I have known him for 10 months now and he has, this is it. This is Tevin Orr.
Yeah, I love circus music.
All right, number two.
Number two. I can officiate weddings.
And you did
and
officiate
I married. I married my friend and his good old woman. And it was
How'd it go?
The bride told me to keep it under a minute. And I did so.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you time yourself? Did you have a timer in your pocket or something?
She timed me. Now,
no, she did not.
Yeah, she did. Okay, are you ready for this? This is how awkward my friend is. Like, Tyler, if you're listening, I love the hell out of you. I doubt he'll listen, but I still love you. But
he's not one of our 5 to 13 people that listen to this.
I show up to their wedding. And I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to do this. Let's do it. And he's like, okay, cool. I was like, cool. Do you guys have music you're walking up to or anything? And he's like, nope. And I was like, oh, we're just going to stand there in silence. And he's like, yeah, do you not have music? And I was like, why would I have music? It's not my wedding.
asked you if you had music could walk up to?
Well, no, not that he could walk up to. That his woman could walk up to. So anyway, we go and it's me and him. And it's just quiet. And the bride walks up. Oh, first of all,
how many people were there?
His whole family, at least. There's some people I played music with in the past, and also music is like a huge thing to me. But
he's in a band, Dolla and a Half.
Dolla and a Half.
I always want to say
Doll and a Half.
Oh, it's not Dolla. It's Doll. Okay, yeah. That's all. I was just gonna say I always want to say Doll, but I actually always want to say
just
Dolla.
Like, picture like a doll, and then a second one cut in half, and hey, there you go.
Are you the doll or are you the half doll?
I'm the half, you know, just keeping it real. I'm halfway there, living on a prayer. But anyway, so we're standing up there in total silence and he's like, all right, start. And I was like, what? And he's like, start. And I was like, you don't have music? And he's like, no, do you? I was like, no. And so I'm like, all right, welcome everyone.
I just imagine like a weird little like argument between like the groom and the officiator. And it's like, dude, start. Dude, like, what? No. Just
but yeah.
Start, man. Just do it. Like, We don't have music though. Yeah, just do it. Just start it. Oh, okay. Welcome everybody to this beautiful wedding.
So anyway, everyone walks up and he has two ring bearers, you know, because there's two of them holding, needing rings.
Sure.
And they come up, and these ring bearers, they come up to the front, and they're little kids, first of all. And they just start roaming around, like they're not, they're walking around like they have no purpose. Like,
how many people were at this wedding, by the way?
Gosh, I know his whole family is there. I want to say like 50 people at least. Like, okay. Like to the wedding reception, there was less, but like definitely 50 people about. And so but one of the kids stood right next to me and would not give the ring up. And I was like, hey, we need that ring. And he like moves away from me and I'm like, all right. And so and I'm like, this isn't my kid. I'm not going to force him to give you the ring. And so the groomsman, my friend, is like, hey, I need that ring. And he wouldn't give it to him at first, but then he finally gave it to him. And even with all that commotion, I got it down in like a minute.
Dang.
And yeah. And do you know what though? When you officiate a wedding, you think everything's fine and dandy until the grandparents start talking to you. Here I am in my 20s, and these old people are like, man, that was so short. Like, you didn't give them advice or anything. And I was like, I need advice myself. Like, what?
Dude, I am the most single person you have ever met. Do you think, like, I can give advice?
It's like I got dumped like 2 years ago and haven't had anyone significant since then.
You do not want advice from me.
It's like my advice is like, don't be afraid of Hershey Highway. Don't.
Oh my God. Like, don't be afraid of Hershey Highway. That's a highway here in Utah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's a road.
It's a highway you take to not lose your virginity, I guess. But
I'm trying to make this more clean. And
you're making it worse. You're trying to save it, and I'm like, yeah, Jacob, save it. Try me.
All right. Is that all from that wedding?
Essentially.
Was there anything like there weren't any other awkward like encounters with family people or anything?
No,
like that.
People were like, how did you do that? And it's like, dude, you go online, fill out some stuff, you're golden. And if you don't turn in the marriage license, I think it's within like 7 days, you can go to jail up to 7 years.
Really?
Yeah. So clearly I turned that in, but
there's no warrants out for your arrest, obviously. Hopefully, right?
Holy shit. I don't know. How do you find that out?
Do you want me to Google that? We've Googled weirder things tonight.
Have you?
If we're not on a list.
Trump booties.
If we're not on a list after tonight, is...
Tevin, oh my gosh.
I feel like if I would just Google you...
Tevin Orr. I think you might see my MySpace.
You have MySpace?
I mean, what's left of it, maybe.
Do you still use it?
Go on images. You might be able to see me. No one uses MySpace. It's like...
Oh, there you are.
Yep, look at that. Big, tall, dark, and handsome, for sure.
Emphasis on the dark. Is that your sister?
Yeah, that's my sister. That's the brother. I guess you haven't met him,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I haven't met him.
Yeah, I split my pants there. I did a mechanical bowl and jumped on and whoosh, and I made it through. I did that shiz. I guess my MySpace photos aren't up here.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
But my Instagram is. That's cool.
That's a bummer. All right, we're going to read some current events now, something that I just found on Twitter. Would rich Americans head to Canada if the U.S. raises taxes by a lot? No.
Is the answer no? Or is that your opinion is no?
That's my opinion.
My opinion's no. Just because, I mean, and this is my own opinion. I don't know how international law works, though, or whatever. But if, like, you own a business, I think it's a lot more work to move that business into Canada. Or is it just rich people in general?
I think it's rich people in general. It just says rich people.
Oh, no. Why would you? Why would any... Like, no offense to Canada. But when you really think about it, what's in Canada? Other than...
Nothing.
Banff, Canadians, some French
Justin
people.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber's here now, though.
But, yeah. He came from Canada. He's a product of Canada.
Even he hated it so much, he stayed here.
True. Drake is from Canada.
Is he from Canada?
He is.
I only know him from Degrassi.
Oh, I know him as a rapper.
Yeah, that's... Isn't it weird that I'm, what, 3 years older than you and there's that difference?
There is a big difference. Okay. What else is from Canada?
Canada.
Okay, here's my thing, though. It's like...
They've got the coolest theme song. I don't know. What is it? National Anthem. Theme song works.
Oh, Canada. They stole it from England, though.
Okay. Did they? Yeah. I've never heard it. I honestly...
Oh, wait, maybe... Maybe, oh, no, 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 we stole a song. No,
I don't know what you're talking about.
We stole a song from England.
Did we?
The God Save the Queen one?
God, I don't know.
God Save
the Queen. Isn't God Save the Queen, like... I thought that was the Sex Pistols. Am I stupid?
My country, tis of thee. God Save the... No.
I have to hear... When you said God Save this Queen, I immediately went into... punk rock. I thought that was the same. God save the Queen!
No, 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 yeah, look, there's God Save the Queen and My Country Tis of Thee share the same tune.
Oh!
Did you know that?
That's fascinating. I did it. Do you know what else shares the same tune? And this is obscure, but we looked at this at work the other day. You know, have you ever seen Hercules, you know, the Disney underrated classic?
Hercules?
Yeah. The Phil song, like, I'm gonna make it Man, nope, that's Mulan. Phil has a song, and it's the same song as the Fire and Ice dude from the Rudolph movie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's fine.
Either of those, I don't know.
That's okay. Hercules is like my favorite movie, so clearly it's no one else's, though.
Clearly.
Clearly.
I was gonna look up something. Oh yeah, let's look at My Country Tis of Thee.
Okay.
I feel like if this checks out... Okay, actually let's do God Save the Queen first.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Save the Queen.
Uh-huh, there's the Sex Pistols one. Okay.
I feel like me typing on my computer is like pretty rad ASMR or something.
Maybe. I like how there's no music coming yet.
I know, why is
that? No one cares that you dedicated this song to anything. Holy cow!
Is that weird?
What in the world,
man? So this is God. This is God Save the Queen. Okay, so that's England. And now, see if you can hear the difference. It's, you have to listen for it.
Is it the accent?
But, oh, there actually is a big difference in those two versions.
This is just the intro. This is the intro. Okay, yeah.
Do you hear it now?
Yep.
Isn't that weird?
Hey, do you know what, though? We're just a stem from them anyway.
I feel like that was just, like, America's last, just like, suck it. Like, God Save the Queen? Well, yeah, My Country Tis of Thee.
But we don't need your queen, except we worship her like everyone else in the world still.
I know, she's a lovely woman. Lovely woman. Do you know that she protects the swans? She passed a law in England that if you kick a swan or if you physically harm a swan, you'll go to jail.
I like that.
And that's like the queen did that.
I think if you physically harm anything, you should go to jail.
That's true.
Yeah.
Except terrorists, apparently.
Oh, wait. They don't go to... Oh, you mean physically harming
them? If you physically harm terrorists...
I was like, I'm pretty sure things happen when they physically harm people.
Yeah, that's true. That's it. I just think that's funny because, like, I love how Americans are always like, I don't know, I guess it's kind of, okay. That was kind of everywhere, but
that's right.
I had a bunch of English friends and they like lived in America for a little bit and Americans would constantly be like, so they were here over Thanksgiving with me and all these Americans were like, this is us just celebrating Americans' freedom and the 4th of July,
wait.
I guess more of the 4th of July.
Okay, because Thanksgiving is
Thanksgiving is different, but...
Thanksgiving is a celebration of enslavement.
Yeah, they basically just leverage the fact that, like, England doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving to the fact that, like, America's free from England. Oh, and they would always make jokes about that. But then, like, all my English friends would always just be like, okay, Like, and like Americans are always like, we're free, and like English people were like, they literally were just like, so are we.
I mean, that's what happens when you lose. I'm just kidding. Okay, I will say this though. I've done it. Well, except from what you're saying, it sounds like I haven't done what he's referring to. Sounds like your friends are more or less just kind of being dicks to your English friends for no reasons than to be dicks. But, you know, there with Thanksgiving, I have some foreign friends, and I've been like, so what are your plans for Thanksgiving? And one in particular, this last year, I was talking to her because I forgot what I did for Thanksgiving. Clearly, it wasn't celebrating anything fun. But anyway, I was like, so what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Anything fun? And she's like, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. And I was like, why don't you celebrate Thanksgiving? She's like, I'm not American. And I was like, oh, yeah, I knew that.
Oh, the typical American.
Accidental ignorance.
Was that accidental, though?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe. No, maybe I'm just ignorant.
You're ignorant. You're ignorant. Yeah. I bet that there's going to be some, like, old lady. I bet out of the 13 people that listen to this, one of them is just some old lady that just is like, wow, these guys are ignorant.
Honey,
last night on my program.
Last night?
They were so ignorant. I cannot believe them.
You know, old people are pretty dope, though.
I disagree.
Unless you work in retail or at a bank.
No. That's literally what I was just gonna... Oh, my god. YouTuber Blippi regrets the video in which he poops on his friend.
Why would you film yourself pooping on your friend?
That's so disgusting. Sorry, that was so sidetracked. I just read that, though. Oh my gosh, people are so stupid.
Anything for the likes.
Like and subscribe.
Comment, and subscribe.
Today I was fueling my hatred for old people, specifically baby boomers.
I can get behind that. I mean, I don't know. My grandparents in particular, I think, are pretty dope. But, like, I used to sell women's shoes. And the old ladies that would come in, they were either the nicest or the absolute worst. And yeah. I remember one time I was bending down to help this woman put her shoe on, as one does. And these pants, I don't know, maybe I got them too tight. Maybe I was getting as fat as I am now. But you spelled millennium wrong.
How do you spell it?
You have the whole internet ahead of you. But I bent down to help her put them on, and these pants just like split all the way from like my crotch down to my knee.
Sure.
And this woman got pissed that I stood up to go fix myself and not help her finish putting on her shoes. I was like, I just ripped my pants, I'll be right back. And I sent somebody else out there to help her, and I just hear her yelling. He's like, why did he leave me? And I come out with one of my coworkers. She had like a little overcoat thing she let me tie around my waist.
Yeah.
And looked like I was wearing a kilt. And I come out, and this woman was just so mad that I ripped my pants and thought it was appropriate to leave.
That's actually funny, because I was reading this article, and so the title of the article is like sarcastic, and it says 23 posts that prove millennials really are the worst generation.
Ooh, love it.
But it's like, it's supposed to be like sarcastic, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But there's one, I don't know where I find it or where it is. Or
how do well, I... there's 23 of them.
But one of them is something like that, when it's like, a cashier is like, sorry for the long wait, we're short staff. And it's like how a millennial would react, and the millennial's like, oh, it's cool, dude, like, I understand. And how a baby boomer would act, which would be like, I am so offended, and like freak out and all this stuff. And let me tell you, firsthand over here, that is the truth and nothing but it.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is.
There was one time, so I work at a bank, and we were literally short staff, and we had two people quit at the same time, so we were extremely short staff. And there's one time where there's just a long line, and this guy was like asking me questions, and I was just like answering them. And this old lady took the liberty to come up and cut in front of him and say, how dare you make us wait like this while you're just chit-chatting away? And I literally just looked at her like, I'm like answering his questions, like, what do you want me to do? And then he's like, she's like, are there no more tellers that can help us? And I literally was just like, we're short staff.
Oh,
and I was just like,
gosh.
I would never do that. And like, I feel like most people of my age and like our generation wouldn't do something like that. Like we,
oh no, I work at a music store, and the first day I was a manager, this guy comes in with his receipt, and first of all, the music store I work at, they do a horrible job at training their people. So first day, zero training.
Yeah.
And I'm just chilling, and somebody's like, hey, this guy's getting like really heated mad. Will you come out here and talk to him? I'm like, yeah, okay. And like, no big deal. So I come out there, and he's like, are you the manager? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I was told that my money would be back on my card, because he did a return, would be back on my card the following day, and it's not on my card, so here I am to collect. And I was like, what? I was like, well, no, you were...
To collect?
Yeah, he worded it like that. I was like, well, you're mistaken. Like, it takes 3 days because I don't know how banks work. Maybe Jacob knows why that's the case. But
I mean, there's a lot of factors.
But yeah, it takes like 3 or so days for your money to get transferred back into your account when you do a return. And he's like, well, I was told it would be done tomorrow. And I was like, well, that's not like going to happen. And I take his receipt looking at stuff, and I call like our support center for like money stuff. And they're like, yeah, tell him to call his bank and give him that info. And I do. And he's like, it's not my bank's fault. It's your fault. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, how about you just take the money out of the cash register and give it to me? And I was like, well, that's stealing, because we gave you the money back. And he's like,
yeah, that literally robbing.
And like, he was like, if my son wasn't here right now, you would be in for a lot of hurt. And I'm like, what? What are you like? I am sitting here being as nice as I possibly can, and you're threatening me. And he just keeps going and going. So finally, in the middle of a sentence, I walk away and I help the person behind him. And he's like yelling at me as I'm helping this person. And I just ignored him. And then he finally left. And now he is banned from our store.
Oh my gosh.
So old people, be nice, because I've got power.
Well, there's this one tweet that like goes along the lines of that. That's like, the people calling millennials entitled are the same people who demand to speak to a manager because their expired coupons aren't being accepted.
Oh my gosh. This coupon expired 5 weeks ago. Why aren't you taking it? Because I don't want to. Is that...
And it expired 5 weeks like, ago.
Like, sorry, today is not your day. Maybe if you didn't come in all entitled, I'd be like, yeah, let me just do that for you.
There's a... these stories are so funny to me. This girl literally the other day just came in, and she walked in and was like, I'm here to get my birthday present. And we all just kind of like looked at each other and we're like, okay, like, what do you mean? And she's like, it was my birthday and I'm here to get my birthday present from your bank. And we're like, okay. And then she's like, I got an email saying that I get a birthday present. And I was like, can I see the email? And she like pulls out her phone, and it takes her like 20 minutes just to open up her email app, because, you know, they don't know how to work their phones.
And, I mean, it's not rude.
I'm not petty at all. But she like pulls up her email thing, and it shows a message line that says like birthday present, and it's from like, surely enough, it's from like the marketing team of like my bank. And so I was like, do you want to click into it? And she clicked into it, and it said like, if you open up a dedicated savings account, or if you like put money into a certificate, then we will match up to $25 for your birthday present, you know? And so I was like, oh yeah, so you have to do that like to get any sort of present, like the $25. And she got so mad. Like, she was like expecting us to like have a wrapped present for her. But first of all, it's like, okay, the fact that you don't even open up an email, you just see from a company a subject line that says a birthday present for you, and assume that you can walk in and say, I'm here to get my present, and then just like leave without doing anything. Like,
no, that
that's a
good old sense of entitlement right there. Yeah. This isn't a restaurant where it's like, hey, here's a free appetizer on your birthday.
I know, it's if like you a bank.
Buy $30.
Like, oh, you just turned 58. Sharon, here's a bag of money.
Speaking of free food on your birthday, though, Outback hooks you up.
Really?
Yeah. I went for my last birthday, and they brought me, like, an actual cake and ice cream. It was great, and it was free. And I was like, you, dude, I love you. But yeah, entitlement, that's bad.
It is bad. And then they say stuff, okay, this is Oprah with a word. This is a tweet. It says, my frustration with young people and or young women plus young men is that they think success is supposed to happen like that. I can imagine her just being like that, you know, and like being
everyone gets a that, but
you get a that, you get a that. Like that.
Young oh what wait, what's the comment on she's full of shit. Young people don't expect things to happen like that. Okay, well that's fair. They expect to at least be able to find a job after
graduating. You have to read the whole thing. Everyone can't see this. You have to
Okay, fine. I'll read it from the top. So Oprah says that thing and then we got a response that says, she's full of shit. Young people don't expect for things to happen like that. They expect at least to be able to find a job after graduating and being $80,000 in debt. Not having to move back in with their parents, not having insurance, not having any foreseeable chance of retiring. With that though, I will say this, like to graduate and expect to have a job straight out, I feel like that's kind of asinine. Because there's, I mean, yeah, you should have that expectation because you want to have that expectation. But at the same time, it's like you still got to pay your dues, you know?
Yeah. I think what she's getting at, though,
is Oprah is wrong.
Oprah is wrong. I think what she was saying is like we just kind of expect things to happen. I mean, here's the thing. I definitely think that millennials and people our age are like very self-driven people.
There yeah, absolutely.
There are idiots that eat Tide Pods. I can admit that. There are people who poop, who
hey.
Post a video on YouTube of them pooping on their friend and then later publicly regret it.
Which is weird because how do you publicly regret something that millions of people watch and you're like, yeah, I'm going to make money off of this, but then say sorry after. That's
a whole nother topic.
Yeah, but sorry. But,
but
no, you're right.
But I mean, there are dumb millennials, but for the most part, I think that we're a very like self-driven generation that like understands that like we have to obviously like I know that if I don't work, I'm not going to be able to like go through college, and you know what I mean. Like,
yeah. Well,
and it's work two jobs right now, and I'm like, know that it's not nothing's given in this
world. Right. Like, I'm working two jobs, taking 19 credits, and I hate every moment of it. And really, when it comes down to it, though, it's like we live in the.
So tell me, what about that is just happening like that, Oprah? I'm just
kidding. I thought you were attacking me.
No.
I was like, Oprah. Oh, did I say something wrong?
No, it was just Oprah. Don't worry.
Oh, I got tense. I was like, but yeah, Oprah. It's true, though. I mean, we live in the day and age, I feel like, that if you like doing something, there's a way to make money doing that. You just got to find it with whatever it is. You just got to work for it and work hard. And I think everyone knows that.
Yeah. I mean, I do agree. Some people are like, expect to get a degree and then they're like, oh, a marketing firm or an accounting firm or whatever is going to just come knocking on my door and then I'm just going to get a job. But it's like,
Have you talked to anyone? Have you done internships?
This guy that came into like one of my classes to talk about that specific thing. And he had a picture from when he was in college and he had like a stack this big of all of his resumes. And he's like, these are all the resumes I mailed out before I even like got offers. And then he's like, I had some friends that were like, would have like put out four or five resumes, not get a single offer. And then like, they're like, why isn't anyone like offering me? I don't know.
Well, that's how I am. I'm doing I've applied like for three different internships in the past week and a half and for nothing. But another thing too is like big companies, sometimes they take like an extended amount of time to get back to you. I have a friend who just got hired higher up at some IT firm, and he had three different interviews that were separate over the course of like a month between each one. And then they finally called him and were like, you have the job, but we have to wait to give you the job just because that's how they do it. And so it's like,
that sucks.
It does suck. But I feel like a lot of bigger companies are like, they're so focused on so much that yeah, it takes them a moment to go through everyone, you know?
Yeah. And then, but that just like sucks because then it's like, you have to, I mean, if he had to quit his other job, which hopefully he didn't.
He didn't. Come on. If you quit your job before finding another job,
you're an idiot.
Shame on you.
Yeah. Then you are expecting things to just happen like that. Yeah. But even then, it's like he's waiting like a probably 2 months to get his first paycheck.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I have a joke for this, but I would it be appropriate?
Let me see. I mean, I don't know if your joke's appropriate, but that seems like a fun topic.
All right, I'm just like, it's a serious topic. I think it's cool.
I think it's awesome.
All right, so it says Barbie's newest dolls use wheelchairs and have prosthetic legs.
Limbs. Legs a limb though, so you weren't wrong. Yeah,
I was just it's not really a joke. I was just gonna say, didn't like Bionicles do that ever? Or like what was that one guy? Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
a little bit behind the times, but
hey, you know, it took them what, 30 years to make Barbie not look anorexic. I mean, even now,
even with the limbs, she still kind of looks the artificial limbs.
I remember a pregnant Barbie where the little baby would go inside the belly and the magnets would stick to Barbie.
What?
Did you? Yeah, my younger sister.
Was it a baby bump or like an actual baby?
It was like
its skin.
It was. So what it was is you had your normal Barbie and you had a stomach that had magnets on it. And you would have a little baby doll that you could curl up, like move its limbs and stuff and put it inside the belly and it would magnet to Barbie.
Huh. Interesting.
It was cool.
I wonder if someday, I don't know, do they have obese Barbie?
Probably Google it.
I mean, not like, that's not a joke. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm genuinely curious if they have like a chubby Barbie. Babra Barbie.
You spelled Barbie wrong.
I mean, it looks like, oh, that's a joke.
Yeah,
fat Barbie.
Yeah, that's clearly a joke.
If that's real, then that's messed up.
I don't think that's it at all.
It looks like Honey Boo Boo.
Wait, scroll up. What is that article? Plus size Barbie image slammed as in... Oh, that's Daily Mail. Ignore that. I think that's just a comparison to like a realistic doll.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think that there's a chubby Barbie.
I don't think so either.
That's messed up.
I do wonder though. Like, I know... Like, I mean, I do it. I compare myself to other people and whatnot.
Yeah.
But... Do people actually compare themselves to, like, how a doll looks? You know?
Yeah. I mean...
I guess it more, contributes
I think
to...
I think it's more than just, like, the actual doll. It's, like, the whole idea behind the doll that it's, like, that's what pretty is supposed to be like. Oh. And that's so pretty that they made it into a doll. You know what I mean?
I gotcha. Look, so, I feel you. Look at Barbie. She's the epitome of fashion and the epitome of... Okay, I could see it.
Yeah, so it's like, I feel like if this were a thing, and that would, like, I am positive it is a thing, and it's kind of messed up, honestly, but it's like people that are maybe overweight or maybe something like that say, like, why don't they make a doll about me? You know what
that's
I mean?
True. And like that's fair. And if you think about it, when you're a kid, I feel like when you play with toys, it's all, you're always, like, I remember playing with Legos, and it's like, I am this little Lego man.
Yeah.
And I wonder, yeah, okay.
And that was last week.
Stop.
Yeah, you played that. That you said, I am this.
Hey, you
that
know.
Was last week.
Imagination. SpongeBob taught me. Get myself a little box and make a rainbow with my hands and I'm golden with my Legos. You don't have to judge me for that.
Dang, yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to go against SpongeBob. I mean, obviously.
SpongeBob is like the dumb Super Bowl freaking halftime show.
Yeah, that sucked, didn't
okay,
it?
Good. I was worried the first second that you were going to say it was good, and I was
no,
like, Jacob.
It was just like, I got so excited. Like, all of America got excited that SpongeBob was going to be on it
and
for
then,
a second.
Yeah, it was on it for a second, and sicko mode.
Yeah. That was lame.
But, yeah, that was lame.
That was
you got Big Boy or whatever his name is. What was his name? The dude with the fur coat? The
I don't bar? Even know.
I forgot his name already. Big Daddy. I know it was Big something. Clearly no one cares. Everyone's talking about
you, Big Daddy, though.
I am Big Daddy. I'm your Big Daddy.
I had no idea who that even was, but I will say that fur coat that he was wearing, I immediately realized that you have that exact same fur coat.
I freaking did. I wore it to class a little later, and my professor was like, oh, that's the coat from whatever. And I was like, yeah, sure. And he's like, I think that one was chinchillas. He's like, is yours chinchilla? I was like, no, mine's fake. And yeah. He's like, oh man, wouldn't it be so much better if it was made from chinchilla fur? It's like, yeah, nothing like a bunch of dead little animals to make my coat better.
Chinchilla, let's see how much your college professor was wondering.
Your wow. Thought I had a $31,000 coat.
Yeah. That would have been a lot better if you spent $31,000. Yeah, because I am a college student and that's $31,000 to throw around. That is so ridiculous.
It's like, that's what my student loans are affording. Forget tuition.
I know, for real. Pulling out all these student loans to buy a chinchilla fur coat.
I don't know. I know people that pull them out to buy like motorcycles and cars and shit.
Cringe.
Does it?
I know this kid.
It's like unnecessary debt.
Yeah, this kid, this like story just makes me like cringe. He just got in all this debt and then just like dropped school without a job. But then he like used a lot of his student loans to like computers and stuff. And he's just paying it all back. And
that's horrible.
Like gaming computers and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's like, fair. Ey. Wait for your tax returns on that. I did.
Have you filed your taxes yet?
This year? No, I need to. I just don't care.
Dude, it's money though. I know.
I'm very much not motivated by money. So for me to do my taxes, it's like, oh, I guess it's time to do them.
Yeah.
You know?
I filed mine 2 days ago.
Yeah? Are you getting a good load back?
I am. Thank you, United States. You did something.
Yeah.
You actually did something.
I thought that somebody told me that the government shut down again, and I was like, well, I missed my window to do my taxes.
Yeah, for real.
There goes getting my refund. But no, we're golden.
All right. Well, this episode has been, we're at 51:37.
Oh, is that time?
I guess so. This is, to date, the longest episode so far.
Oh, dang.
Out of 3 episodes we've done.
Wow.
So, we'll probably have you on another episode. This has been fun.
Oh yeah, this was lots of fun, actually.
Any last words you want to say?
Do good and die great.
Do good, die great. Like and subscribe, is that the thing?
Is it a thing on podcasts? I don't know how the podcast game works.
I think you can like. We're on Spotify, so you can like subscribe to our, or follow Spotify? Us, I guess.
Heart it. I don't listen to podcasts on Spotify.
Yeah, me neither.
But do the thing you do on Spotify.
Do the thing.
Do you have it on iTunes or Apple?
Not that I know of. Let me double check.
Okay. Well, I was double checking that. I'll just keep talking over. La-ta-dum. Da-da-dum.
Da-da-dum. I don't think so. It's not looking good.
It doesn't look like it. Not yet. From what I hear, you have to do a little more to get it on Apple.
Yeah, and I probably spell our name wrong. So.
That's fine. You anyway. Spelled Barbie wrong, so I wouldn't hold it against you.
True. Very true. Anyway, that's all. Tune in next week for when we talk about... I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Whatever you feel like.
Probably Andrew losing his virginity.
Oh, shoot. His wedding night.
That would be a good
wedding night stories are the best. I ask everyone their wedding night story.
Hey, we'll be able to ask him probably if we see him on Sunday. We probably won't. He'll be busy.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll be busy. Hopefully. He's got a new bride.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to Absolute Adolescence.
Later.